Okay, so today is Daf Pei Aleph. See if we can get to finish the parak or not. We're on the Mishnah on Pei Amud Beis. So the Mishnah is now discussing what may be used to create the Eruv Chatzeros L'Shita of Mabos. When everyone donates something to make for the Eruv or the Shituf, what can they donate? The Tanakhama, Rabbi Lezer, the Tanakhama says, B'chol Ma'arvin, you can use, more assumes this is talking about Eruv Chatzeros, you can use any type of food item to be mitzarif, to make the Eruv Chatzeros or the Shituf U'mishtatin, chutz min amayim in amelech, except for water or for salt. And water or salt was discussed earlier in the Mitzvah, because the idea of Eruv Chatzeros is everyone's supposed to become partnership together in a meal. Food and water and salt is not meal. There's no nourishment value in them. David Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Shua says, when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, you can't use anything. Rather, kikar hu Eruv. You can only use bread. Bread is the only thing that can be used for the Eruv Chatzeros. But then he says, vafilu ma'afet se'ah. Even if it's really this huge, big piece of bread, v'hu prusa, but it's cut off from another huge piece of bread. Meaning it has to be full loaf. It can't be, even if this loaf is massive, but it's not full, you can't use it. But kikar ki isar, but a small roll, like the size of a coin, of an isar, it's not like those little muffin things that you make, the small little thing, v'hu shalem, as long as it's full and complete, then ma'arvin bo. Then you can use that as the era. The idea being is something that's complete, I guess, has chashiv. You're going to join in a meal with something that's complete. I'm not sitting down at the table and you're going to give me, oh, here's nice, I'm going to give you a really ripped piece of bread, a ripped loaf of bread. That's not the way it worked, especially in those days when it was the staple. It's supposed to be full. So that is the Mishnah. The Gemara then says right away, he says, wait a second, because if we had a good memory, we would remember that on Daf Chav Zayin we had a very similar Mishnah. On Daf Chav Zayin we said, Tanin Lechad Azimna. We already said one time that the Mishnah over there said, B'chol Ma'arvin, U'mishtatfin, and everything you make in Eruv, and the Shituf, Chutz Min Amayim V'Melech. It says already over there. So the Gemara says, so Gemara is asking, so why are we saying it again over here? I'm not so clear why this is such a great question. And the Ritva puts that also, like oftentimes you have a Stam Mishnah, followed by a Mishnah with a Machlokas. We actually have rules about that. We, you know, Rav Yochanan says that with a Lech like Stam Mishnah, but Stam B'Yachach Machlokas, then you don't pass like a Stam Mishnah. So there are always reasons for this, but the Gemara chooses to focus on the fact that we already mentioned this once. And even though we already mentioned it once, the Gemara, basically the answer is going to be, we're bringing this down for Rabbi Yeshua, because the Mishnah over there didn't mention Rabbi Yeshua. So, but the Gemara says, and there's a mess of Machlokas Rashi Toksos how to explain this Gemara, because it doesn't seem so clear. So the Gemara says, Tanin Lechad Azimna, we already said it one time, it says, B'chol Ma'avim Meshatim Chutz Min Melech. Mayim in a melech. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabba says, go with Rashi, Amar Rabba, lafukim in Rabbi Yeshua. It's coming to exclude, or to show us that we don't hold like Rabbi Yeshua. The Amar, because Rabbi Yeshua says, kikar in, midiach rinilo. Rabbi Yeshua says, you could use a bread, but nothing, you can't use anything else. Kamash Malan, it comes to teach us that Rabbi Lezer says that the din is bakol. Okay, so what is that? Rashi says, lafukim in Rabbi Yeshua. Rashi says, our Mishnah comes to say, afilu yayin v'peiros. Our Mishnah comes to even include that. The imeahi, if we just had the first Mishnah, Rashi says, hava mina, I would have thought, hasam hu debe iruvi techumim askinan, since that whole sugi over there is only talking about Eruv Techumim, not Eruv Chatzeros, right, the hasam od Rabbi Shua. We would have thought the Rabbi Shua agreed in that instance that you can use anything but bread, right, the lek lemechem shum eva, because the one I was just talking about in a moment, that the reason why you have to have full loaves of bread is because of eva. But someone's going to say, I'm giving a full loaf and you're giving a slice, that's just gross. But the Eruv Techumim, I don't, because we're all being partnership together. Eruv Techumim, I don't need that. Every Techumim is, A, it's not necessarily to partnership together, it's just to have something there called a suda so I can walk forward. He says, Elek lemechashim eva, so kihacha be Eruv Chatzeros, like you have over here, ava be Eruv Chatzeros emolo, maybe Eruv Chatzeros, that wouldn't be the case. Lahachi hadar tani gabi Chatzeros, so that's why he mentions over here, by Eruv Chatzeros, to teach me that when Rabbi Yeshua says you only can use bread, it means he applies it to both cases, and if Rabbi Lezer applies it to both cases, Machlokas is across the board by all types of Eruvim. So Esri, Abaye asks on Rabba, how can you learn from Rabbi Lezer that he's cholek in Rabbi Yeshua, and he's going to hold even by Eruv Chatzeros, meaning over here in our case, Eruv Chatzeros, that you can use everything, right? Mara says, why? Because I have a bright that says, Bakol, Ma'arvim, Eruv Chatzeros. You can use anything to make Eruv Chatzeros. Ubekol Mishnatim Shetufei Mavos. You can use anything to make a Shetufei Mavos. Velo Amar L'Arev, but you can make an Eruv, Bapas ela b'chatzer. And when it says by Eirav Chatzer, you have to use bread. So the Brice is already inherently inconsistent, because at first it says b'chol ma'arvin and Eirav Chatzer, and then it says Eirav Chatzer only means pas. So b'chol is not going to be modifying, clearly it's not modifying all items. It's going to be modifying something else. Maybe b'chol is only modifying that you can use any type of bread, wheat bread, any type of bread. So he says, wheat bread, barley bread. So he says, Man Shamas le the Amar Pas in Midachrinilo. Who's the Tano who tells that you can only use bread for Eirav Chatzeros, but not anything else? That's Rabbi Yeshua. That's Rabbi Yeshua when he uses the word Bakol. So Rabbi Yeshua himself is using the word Bakol. So we just said that the word Bakol comes to show that Rabbi Lezer argues. But Rabbi Yeshua is also using the word Bakol. So maybe what's going on here is that when he says that word Bakol, Rashi, Tani Bakol, a Pas, it's talking about all different types of bread, all different types of loaves. Umasnisanani, and our Mishnah also, Mimai de Bechol de Tani Akol Milika Amar. Why are you telling me that the word Bakol comes to exclude Rabbi Yeshua, right? Dilma Bechol Katani Apaskai Bebraisa. Kebraisa, maybe Akol is talking about all types of bread. Bahaki Kamri, Bechol Mine Pasma Avim Chatzeros. You can use all different types of bread for the Eir Chatzeros. Umishtafi Bimavoy Bechol Milikutsi Melech. Difficult way to read the Mishnah, but if you look back at the Mishnah, maybe the Mishnah is saying Bakol Ma'arvin, meaning Bakol, all different types of bread you can make an Eruv, and by Shutev Medbos, you can do anything Chutz Mimayim and Amelach. So Bakol doesn't necessarily come to exclude Rabbi Yeshua, but maybe Bakol is consistent with Rabbi Yeshua. So Ella, Amar Rav Barachana, so why do we have to repeat this Mishnah over here? Lafuki mi Rabbi Yeshua. Yeah, it's coming to exclude the case of Rabbi Yeshua, Damar Shlema in Pusalo. Rabbi Yeshua said that it has to be a full loaf of bread, can't be a slice. Kamash Malan, that Rabbi Lezer does not hold that in. He says, Bakol, meaning all different types of bread, full pieces of bread, non-full pieces of bread. So basically, according to this last part of the Mishnah, that Rabbi Lezer would agree, that the way this interpret this Mishnah is Rabbi Lezer will agree that you have to use bread. His only machlokas from Rabbi Shu would be whether it has to be a full loaf, or can be if it's a slice, it can be used as well. And they would agree by a Ruvi Tchumim that it can be anything. So depending on how you read the Mishnayos, how you read this Bakol, you have different halachas coming out and how you what can be used for Eir Chatzeros, Eir Tchumim. Okay, so that's what he says by Bakol. So the Gemara says, then asks, Uprusa my time alone. So what is the reason why, we mentioned this already, what is the reason why you can't, according to Rabbi Yeshua, you cannot use, it has to be a whole loaf of bread, no matter how small, but it still has to be whole. So Amar Osi ben Shol, Amar Rebbe, Mishim Eva, because idea of Eva. So look at Rashi says Eva, it's going to cause strife, right? That I'm going to give a full piece, and you're going to give a slice. Must have been that there was some sort of standard size, because if I'm giving like this massive piece, maybe that won't cause Eva. There must have been some sort of standard size of bread, and if you give a piece and I give a whole, well, I'm giving what is that? We're participating in partnership. It's supposed to be full partners, and I'm giving something nicer, and you're giving something that's like sort of disrespectful. So the Gemara says, Amalei Rav Acha Breid Derava Rav Ashi, Erevu Kulam Aprusos. Okay, so the whole idea is Eva, because one's giving full and one's giving a slice. Or they all gave slices, right? They all give just two slices of bread, and that's what they're going to give. So there's no Eva, everyone's giving the exact same thing. So Mahu, what would be the din there? Amalei Shema Yachzor Delika Kulo. No, we're concerned that eventually someone's going to come and bring a hole, and then someone else is going to bring a hole. And now we have people bringing a hole, and people bring, let's just get rid of it, nip it in the bud. Everyone bring a hole. Don't start bringing slices. Right? Rashi says, "Lekokulo zep paros v'zeshalom." Eventually, someone's going to come, and his wife's going to say to him, "You know what? Why are you giving a slice of bread? It's gross. Give him here's a full loaf that I baked," and that's going to lead to the strife again. So to stop that, we just say that you have to bring the hole to begin with. Abba Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul. Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul says, "Mitla henena kidei chalasa ukidei dimua ma'arvin loba." So what happens if what was taken off? What was taken off, I guess, was something for challah or something for tshuma. Normally, we take challah out of the when you're kneading it. But here, what happens if you didn't take off challah and now you have a full loaf of bread? It's all that you have. You're in the chutzner. You want to donate, but you have to pull off a piece to give. Or what happens is when you were middle baking, a piece of tshuma fell in. Now a piece of tshuma fell in. It's mixed together. I have to get rid of the tshuma, so I have to pull off a piece of the challah to be mafresh tshuma. So he says, so comes Rabbi Yochanan ben Shaul and says that would be okay. People would not be upset about that because here the fact that you're missing a piece is misakein. It fixes the loaf of bread. That's by removing a piece and giving not a full loaf. That's beneficial to everybody. So people, because if you didn't have that, you wouldn't be able to use the bread or eat the bread for the Eruv, right? Rashi says, Chalasa Einu Chisaron Shezo Tikuna, because that's how you fix it. Like Hidei Dimua Im Nidma'a Shenafel Chum Lechul and also Menu Kikarzo Vinat Lumimena Dimua Echa Meo Takana. You're just taking off 1/100, 1%, you're taking off for Chuma, that's going to be fine. The Gemara says, wait a second, about Tanya, we have a brisa that says, Kidei dimu ma'arvin lo ba, if you have to remove from the bread the amount for to take off truma, that's fine, but kidei chalasa, but if you're taking off the amount to take off chala, ain ma'arvin ba, you're not allowed to make an eruv. You're not using an eruv. So our brisa said, if you had to fix it for chala, you can use it for the eruv. The other brisa says, if you have to fix it for chala, you cannot use it for the eruv. Why? What's going on? The Gemara says, lokasha, Ha b'chalas nachtom, ha b'chalas balabais. Depends what type of loaf you're talking about. Chalas nachtom is a baker. It's talking about commercially baked piece of loaf of bread, or personally baked loaf of bread. I don't think these are breads like we have, you know, kneaded and nice. It probably pizza type breads or something like that they would use. So the difference is because how much you have challah you have to take off. Because Gemara says the Tanan, we have a Mishnah in challah that says shi'ur challah. How much challah do you have to take off to get to the Kohen? Echa me'esrim v'arba. It's 1/24th, which is not such a huge amount. It's only 1/24th, which would be 1/24th. It's about 4%, right? A little less. 1/24. Right, so it's a little more than 4%, a little less than 5%. It's in between 4% and 5%. No, it's more, you say. It's more. Okay. Right. So he says, Shir Chala Echa Me'esrim V'Yarba. But Ha'ose, right, so Ha'ose Isa La'atzmo, Isa La'mishne B'no, Echa Me'esrim V'Yarba. So if you do it personally, it's 1/24th you're taking off. Nachtam Shu'ose Limkor B'Shuk, if you're doing it commercially, V'chein Isha Sh'aslam Limkor B'Shuk, or a woman bakes to sell, that is Echa Me'arbaim V'Shmona. That's only 1/48th. So that is going to be, that's a little more than 2%, I guess. So that's much less. 4%, and the other one's about 2%. So therefore, the homemade one, 1/24th, right? And the commercial is 1/24th. So it's a smaller amount. So that people won't be so mocked about if you're going to fix it. The bigger amount, it's going to be mocked about because it's too much to take off. Okay. Next, Amar of Chizda, Tfarer B'Kesam. I guess the bread got split, and you were able to tie it back together with the kesam. Today, kesam means a toothpick, some sort of stick you're able to use. Again, I'm talking about probably pita, where you can put it together, I guess. There's ma'ar, and it looks full. Ma'arvin loba, you can use it for the eruv. Ava hatanya e ma'arvin loba, but one said that you can't use that. So wakasha hadi yadei tfira, hadi lo yadei tfira. Depends if the seam line is visible. If you can see that it was sewed together, then you can't use it. If it's a good sewing, then you can use it. Amar Rabbi Zeira, Amar Shmuel. He says the name of Shmuel, Ma'arvim depasme orez, you can use rice bread upas dochen, and you can use bread made out of millet. We come across this a lot in Psachim, about orez and dochen. I don't even know what millet is, but rice I know what it is. But millet, they always goes together, orez with dochen. So you can use that. If you make bread out of those things, you can use it. Amar mar ukva l'lidim yifarshle me'ed Shmuel. It was explained to me why. Because pas orez ma'arvin, pas dochen ein ma'arvin. You can use rice bread, you can't use millet bread. Amar achia bar oven, amar rav, ma'arvin pas adoshim. You can use bread made of lentil. Right? I guess you made a dough out of the lentil. Lentil bread you can use. Eini, is that really true that you can use lentils? There was this lentil loaf that was made during the times of Shmuel, and not only did people not eat it, they threw it to the dog below achla, and even the dog didn't eat it. It was just so gross. Nowadays, they have all these different types of bread that everybody eats, and it costs a fortune in the supermarket. But no, they wouldn't eat it. So you see from here that if it's not raya do achila, you can't use it for an eruv. The whole point is the eruv is mishatef in a meal. If you're not going to eat it, you're not going to be mishatef. So the Gemara says, no, hahi, that loaf of bread that was thrown small food to the dog, and the dog didn't eat it, was not only made from lentils, rather is the sharmina mahave. It had a lot of stuff mixed inside it, right? Similar to the bread of Yechezkel, which is, you ever go to a store and you buy Ezekiel bread, which is apparently now very, very popular and very, very expensive and disgusting, because it's got just filled with all different types of things, but people spend like $7.99 for it. In any case, the sharmina, the ksiv, the pasuk says in Yechezkel, again, this is Yechezkel in the beginning of Yosefer Yechezkel. So he's giving nevuah about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, and he has to do all these sort of physical acts to show about mourning, and then eventually Yechezkel comes true, and everyone realizes that Yechezkel is a real Navi Emes, and basically he's, you know, setting forth his credentials. But it says over there, Diksiv, v'atah kachacha chitin, take wheat, v'se'orin, barley, u'pul, v'adoshin, v'dochin, v'kusumim, take all these things, and the pasuk continues, and sata osam b'kli echad, put them in one kli, v'asisa osa l'chalalechem, and make it to bread, you make a bread out of it. Right, that he should make this, and this is a sort of like the simon of the hunger that's going to come when the siege comes in Yerushalayim, that they're going to have to take all these different type of things in order to make the bread, things that people aren't regularly eating with them. And you only eat because of hunger. But that's the type of bread it was. It was Ezekiel bread. And in those times, Ezekiel bread was a symbolic of mourning as opposed to symbolic of something that people eat. So Rav Papa Amar, now Rav Papa says, the difference is, there's a difference between, don't compare it to the bread of Yechezkel. Because by Yechezkel, there was another problem with that bread. Hahi tzluya b'tzoyas adam ha'pavei. It was roasted on top of excrement, meaning the fuel for the fire to bake the bread was human excrement. That's why it was really, really gross. The ksiv, but the pasuk says, "Behi begalilei tseis ha'adam to genalei neyem." It will be with the glalim of tseis ha'adam, with human excrement. That's you're gonna bake it with them. That they're all gonna see that. That's different. So that's why maybe over there that was. Don't compare it to the case of the Yechezkel bread. So the Gemara then says, "Umai." It says there, "Ve'ugas se'orim tochlena." You should take a cake of se'orim. You should eat it. The Gemara says, "Amar chizda." Say sa'orim, say lishi'urim. I mean, in you have to ration it. Different. You can't have the whole thing at one time. You can have this gross bread that's symbolic of poorness, being poor. And not only that, you can't even eat it at one shot. Again, it's all part of the symbolism that Yechezkel is showing. Rav Papa Amar Rabba says, no, Hashem told Yechezkel, arevasa, when you prepare the bread, kereva sa'orim lo ka'eras chitin. I guess you should prepare it or knead it like you would do for barley as opposed to wheat. Wheat, apparently, they did it in a nicer way. Barley was sort of a bread that they didn't take care of nicely. No one liked barley those days. Again, whole wheat bread, all white bread was the way to go. Completely opposite today. But so barley, just do it in a, you know, haphazard way like you did for barley. Okay. Next Mishnah. Nosein adam ma'alechenvani ulenachtom kidei sheyizakelo erev. It seems to be you have a case, Rashi says, Nosin Adam Me'al Chenvani. So you have a guy who's selling wine, or a baker, and they live in the Mavoi. So what you're doing now is you know people are going to come, and this guy is going to bake the bread that everyone's going to use for the Sheet of Mavolis or for the Eir Chatzeros. So instead of participating with actual food, I give him money. And I give him money, he can use that money to be Mizakimi, right? Rashi's Olanachta, Mocha, Kikaros, Narto, Rashi's last short line. She yiskel be'eruv in chaveru, meaning im yavo b'nei hamavoi lekachas mincha kikar le'eruv or yayin l'shituf yeli chelik bo. If they're going to come and buy from you a loaf of bread together, I'm giving you the money now, and that and you could be mezakim me in the amount. So the Gemara Tam Kam says that's fine. Divrei Rabbi Eliezer, Chachamim omrim lo zoch l'masav. Chachamim say no, it doesn't work. Lo zoch l'masav. Why not? Rashi says she'ein mos konos ad sheyimshoch, because in order to buy something, you have to do Mashicha. You have to do a Kinyan. Money does not create the Kinyan. At least there's Machlokas and Yochanan Reish Lakish. Money does not create the Kinyan. Money is what I use, I owe you, but it's not mine until I'm doing Mashicha. Meaning if I gave you the money to buy the suit, and I didn't pick up the suit yet, and then the suit gets burned, well, I didn't pick it up, you have to give me another suit, because it's still yours until I did the Mashicha. If I owe you the money for the suit, and I don't give it to you yet, and then I lift up the suit, it's now mine. Something happens in a suit, I still owe you the money because it became mine. So what's going on here is I'm giving money to the Nachtom. The Nachtom is in a commercial business, right? He's in a I use suit because of the Nachtom is in a commercial business. So he views it as a commercial activity. So as a commercial activity, if I give him money, it's not going to create a kinyan yet until I lift it. When everybody else comes and lifts up the challah, they're koneh it. But I didn't appoint him a shliach. I want to use the money to buy, but that doesn't count for anything. Let's read Rashi again. She'ein mos konos ad sheyimshoch. Ba'afilu eruv hachadvani hazeh v'chol ha'acherim v'zika gam lezeh eino eruv. Even if he makes the eruv, he's not going to be mezakeh this guy. Shari l'onis kagim let's go slow b'matnas chinam. He wasn't going to give him a present. Kishar mezakeh v'eruv el liknos hama. His intention was a transaction. It's a transactional thing, so therefore it's not going to work. V'harei eino kenuilo. It's not konotim. The cave of the mos eino konos. Okay. Fine. So that's the machlokes in Rabbi Lezer and the Chachamim. Umodim, but the Chachamim agree, Bishar Kol Adam Shezachul Ma'osav. But the Chachamim agree that if I give money to a non-baker, someone who's not in business, and say, listen, with this money, you can be mezakeh me. So then the person says, oh, this isn't a transactional thing. He just give me money to help him out. It's not tit for tat. He's giving the money. It's not, meaning it's not a transaction. And then when it comes time to make the Eruv, he will have in mind, not because of the money, he's going to have in mind to be Zocha, his friend, and Zocha, other Shloba Fana, when it comes to the Eruv, and he's going to be part of it. Right? She'ein ma'arvim adam elamidaito. Because the only way you do Eruv is you have to have him in mind. With the Nachton, we didn't have in mind to be mezakeh him. He had in mind to do a business transaction. Okay, I'm Rabbi Huda, Ahmed, Rabbi Muriam. Huda says, when is all this the case that the person has to tell you and have his full intent that you make the Eruv for him since a few times? That's only by Eruv Tchumim. That's only by an Eruv Tchumim, because there's a problem. We saw this yesterday, actually, because there's a problem. If I'm Zochah on one side, I lose on the other side. So it's not a full Zchus. But when it comes to Eruv Chatzeros, I'm not mopsed at anything if you make an Eruv Chatzeros. You made an Eruv Chatzeros, I'm included now. Did I lose anything? No. I can carry. If I don't want to carry, then don't. If I don't lose anything. So it says there, whether or not the guy was intended or not, you can be mezakeh for him even without his intent. Because Eruv Chatzeros is full zechus, Eruv Tchumim has partial chov, because it takes you away from the other side. So my time with Rabbi Lezer, what's the reason for Rabbi Lezer who says that I can give them, right? We just said, Chachamim made sense. When it came to giving the money to the baker, it's a transaction. When it comes to a transaction, he's focusing on the money. When focusing on the money, there's no kinyan. He's not focusing on being mezakeh you. He's focusing on the transaction, and he doesn't have you in mind. And you never work on anything because you only gave him money. You didn't do a mashicha. So why does Rabbi Lezer say it works? So my time to Rabbi Lezer, halo mashach. He didn't do mashicha. He didn't pull it. So Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Baravo, asahu Rabbi Lezer ka'arba prakim mishana. Rabbi Lezer applied the rule that we have about the four times of the year. The four times of the year is talking about the cases in Marin Chulin, talking about heavy meat days. These are days that there were a lot of, everyone bought meat. So Raka Rashi, Bedala Prakim Elu, Beperik Oso Vesbero Bechulin, four times during the year, Erev Yontav Rishon Shal Pesach, the first, right, day before Pesach, Erev Yontav Shal Chatzeros, the day before Shavuos, Erev Rosh Hashanah, the Erev Yontav Achron Shal Chag, and Erev Shemini Atzeres, Erev Shana Rabbah, the Erev Yom Kippur and Galil. And Erev Yom Kippur and Galil, they would have a big meal. Those four times of the year, those are the heavy meat days. Right? So that what? And the Tosfos asks, why not the first day of Sukkot, Erev Sukkot? Because the first day of Sukkot, you're not so focused on the meat, because you're focused much more on Lulav and Esrog, and putting your Sukkah up. Fine. But those are the four heavy meat days. What's the story with the four heavy meat days? The Tanan, we have the Mishnah and Chulin, the Aber Prakim Elu, in these four times, Mashchitin Es HaTavach, which literally means you shecht the Tavach, but that doesn't really mean that. It means that you force the butcher to shecht, which Bal Korcho, against his will. Because normally a butcher wouldn't shecht the ox or the cow unless he had enough people who are going to buy all the pieces. On these days, we force, like a public-private utility, we force the butcher to shecht the cow a few short shavu el of dinar. Even this huge cow or ox work 1,000 dinar, the ein lo keich el dinar echad. And the person only wants to buy a small little piece of meat. We still force him, because on these days, we know that everybody needs meat, and he's forced to do it. Right? Kofin oso lishlo. Leficha. Therefore, since we force him to shecht, in mace, if the shor dies, meaning it comes in the vela, the shor dies before the shechita, mace lokeach. It's on the lokeach, and therefore, he would have to pay. He says, mace lokeach. We're going to follow through. Mace lokeach, it belongs to the lokeach, and the lokeach loses the dinner, v'halo mashach. He didn't do mashicha. What kinyan was there yet? And it belongs to him. The Gemara says, "Amar Ravuna, no, but the mashach. He did erev yontav. I guess he did mashicha on the shore. He pulled it with the reins." The Gemara says, "Ihachi. If it's a case of mashicha, well then let's look at the sefer of that mishnah. Ema sefer. The sefer says, right, b'shayim osha shana einu kain. But the rest of the days of the year, that's not the case. I mean, the rest of the days of the year, if the shore dies, the onus would be on the butcher, not on the purchaser. But wait a second." Right, lefikach yemeis meis lemocher. Amai, why would it be on the onus be on the butcher? V'hamashach, you just established the case of the mashicha. If you did mashicha, that means it already belongs to the, at least the dinar's worth, belongs to the purchaser. Now, so amar Shmuel bar Yitzchak le'olam b'lo shalom mashach. We're talking about a case where we didn't do mashicha. V'hachav ma'eskinan, and what we're dealing with over here, kishezikalo edei acher. You didn't do mashicha, but the butcher is mezakeh to the person through somebody else. You know, be mezakeh this chelek on behalf of that purchaser. And that, right, so does this Zika work? So during these four times of the year, the mezika is going to work because it's a heavy meat day. Everybody wants meat. It's only beneficial. Granted, I'm losing money, but it's more beneficial to have the meat because I need meat for that day. But Arab Prokem Eilu is Chusulo Zachen Lo Shelo B'Fanav. Therefore, I can he can be mezaka for somebody with somebody else. B'Shayim Rosh Hashanah, the rest of the day days of the year, Dichovulo. It's not a complete chus because you have to part. You have to give up some money in order to get the meat. So then. Then you cannot be used somebody else to be mezakeh him. You have to only befanav in front of him. The Gemara says, and now the Gemara says, and this is what we need. Rabbi Yila Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yila says, name Rabbi Yochanan. No, but Arba Prokim Elu. What does it mean? Arba Prokim Elu. Emidu Chachamim Divreim Shel Torah. And these four times of the year, the Chachamim said that we're going to go according to the Torah law, according to Rabbi Yochanan. Midorais, according to Rabbi Yochanan, money is koneh. The reason why we say the Rabbanan, the money is not koneh, because of the situation I had before, I would give somebody the money, and the produce would still be in your attic, and the attic would catch fire. And the seller would say, it's yours. So we say money is not koneh until we do Mashiach and they pull it. But on these four times of the year, giving the money over to the butcher is going to be sufficient. We're going to go back to the Torah law, right? He says, "Arav prokim elu he'emidu chacham devreim shel Torah." The Amr of Yochanan. Yochanan says, "Gemara b'Metzia, dvar Torah mos konos, the midoraisa money is koneh." Mipnei ma Amr Mashiach koneh. Why do we say that we have to do Mashiach? Right? Gezeira shema yomer lo nisfu chitecha b'aliyah. Gezeira, maybe the sellers will say, "Your produce was burnt in the attic. You ready? Because you already bought it." Therefore, we say you have to do Mashiach. So what's going on over here? So back over here, again, the case was, with Rabbi Lezer said, why did Rabbi Lezer say that you can give money to the baker, and that will count, and he'll be included in the Eruv, you didn't do Mashiach? What we did in this case is we make it like the 4 days of a year when it comes to meat, that we're going to go back to the Divrei Torah, that Mos is Kona. Really, we don't say Mos is Kona. But here, in this case, we're going to say Mos is Kona. So if I walk, Rav Lezer says, without a comment on Mishnah, if I walk up to the baker and say, listen, when everybody else comes and they buy the loaf of bread together for the Eruv, I'm already giving you the money. That money should be part of that. I didn't do Mashiach. These are like the meat days that the money is going to be Kona, and therefore I am going to be part of that Eruv. Okay. The Mishnah then said, Umodim Bishar Kol Hadam. Chachamim agreed to Rabbi Lezer that if I give money to in a non-commercial setting, I give it to a regular person, that is going to be, he's going to be able to be koneh for me, the Eruv. So man shar kol adam, what does it mean shar kol adam? Amarav balabais, a balabas, somebody who doesn't sell these things for a living. Chen amar Shmuel, balabais. The amar Shmuel, like Shmuel said, lo shanu, this whole din that we said in the Mishnah that doesn't count if you give the money to the baker, El Lenachtom, only if you give it to a baker, a balabai is koneh, but the balabai will be koneh. The Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel also says, lo shano, that doesn't work, El Ma'a, when it comes to money, because money is not koneh. Ava Kli, clean meaning, if you can sudar, koneh, it would work. The Amr Shmuel, and Shmuel said again, I make a limitation on the Mishnah, lo shano, El Amr Lo Zecheli, only if he says the words, Bizocha for me, Ava Amr Arev Li, Shliach Shave Vikani. If he says, here's the money, be Ma'arev for me, then that, because now you're making a mashliach, that's going to work. So Shmuel really limits the limitation in our Mishnah that says it doesn't work with the baker. So Shmuel says it only doesn't work with the baker if you give money, but if you give king and suda, it will work. It won't work with the baker if you just use the language of kinei. But if you use the word arev for me, then it will work. So Amar Rav Yehuda, Bemedvar Mamurim, when do we say that you have to have the das of the person you can be ma'arev for? He says it only applies by erev tchumim, but by erev chatzeris, you can be ma'arev even shalom midaito, because it's a schosulo. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Rav Yehuda quotes Shmuel and says, halacha ke Rabbi Yehuda. The halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda. The lo od, and not only that, does the halacha follow him here, ela kol makom shoshana Rabbi Yehuda, be'erivin, any place Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda Nasi, gives his psaki, I guess in the Mishnah, and when it comes in Erevin, halacha kamosa. That's the rule, the halacha is going to follow Rabbi Yehuda all the time. So Amar Rav Chana Bagdasa, the Rav Yehuda, so Rav Chana from Baghdad, interesting, Rav Chana Bagdasa, says to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda just said we always pass like Rabbi Yehuda. So Rav Chanan in Baghdad says, Amar Shmuel, Afilu b'mavoy shenitlu korosav olechyav. Do we follow Rabbi Yehuda even the following case? A case where a mavoy had the koros or the lechis up, you know, before Shabbos started, and then it fell down. And there Rabbi Yehuda said that since the mavoy is mutter at the beginning of Shabbos, it's mutter to continue carrying on Shabbos. Do we pass like him there also? So Amalei, so Rav Yehuda says back, no, When did I say the halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda be'eruvin? I said the halacha is like him when it comes to eruvin. Amarti lach v'lo b'mechitzos. I didn't say the halacha is like him when it comes to mechitzos. You're taking too expansive a view of eruvin. We're just talking about eruv itself. You know, the thing that the bread that we put together. You brought me a case of mechitzos. Maybe not. The halacha is like Rebbe Yehuda there, but that doesn't apply. The rule doesn't apply there. Amalei Rav Atha b'rei de Ravel Rav Ashi. So Rav Atha says to Rav Ashi, halacha. When we say that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that means that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, that by only by Eruv Chatzeros do you need the das of the person, but not by Eruv Tchumim, Michla de Pligi. That's Mashma that someone argues on him and says that even by Eruv Chatzeros you need das. Right, Mar says, but how can that be? V'ha Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, we have another rule. Kol Makom Sh'Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ema Sai Ba'ameh B'Mishnah Seinu, Eino El Afarish Devei Chachamim. When Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Ema Sai U'Ba'ameh in our Mishnah, then that shows that he's just coming to explicate what the Chacham said. He's not coming to argue. And our Mishnah says, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ba'ameh Dvar Mamurim. So that's not a machlokas. So why are you telling me? When you say Halacha follows him, the Mashma someone argues. Who argues with him? Our Mishnah is Ba'ameh Dvar Mamurim Mishnah, which is a non-argument Mishnah. The Gemara says, "Velo pligi, it isn't a machlokas. What about the Mishnah we said yesterday? Va'anantran, the Mishnah we said yesterday, nitosavu alehen mosif umezake b'tzarach lo'odia. If more people, I guess, joined, I guess, on Shabbos or something like that, you can add to it, but you have to inform them. You can't just do it. You know, you can't just do it for them. Do you see from there that you have to give das of the people who are joining? So the Gemara says, no, hasam b'chatzer shebein shnei mevos." There, we're talking about a chatzer that's between two mavos. The people who join have a choice of going to chatzer on the right or chatzer on the left. You want them to join your chatzer, you have to tell them. You have to know, because they could go to the other chatzer. Gemara says, v'ha'amar Rav Shizvi, amar Rav Chizda, zos omeris, chalukin lo chaveir Rabbi Yehuda. Wait a second, didn't Rav Shizvi said, based on that Mishnah from yesterday, that shows the Chachamim argue on Rabbi Yehuda? So you see that the Chachamim do argue on Rabbi Yehuda. So why are you telling me that, so why is it no one argues? They do argue. Gemara says, Ella, what are you hacking me? He says, Gavra Kramis. Two Amorayim, one saying A, one saying B. You're going to ask me a question from one person to another person? Mar, meaning Shmuel, Savar Pligi. Umar, Shu Ben Levi, Savar Lo Pligi. Shmuel said they argue, or Shu Ben Levi said they don't argue. So that's why. So when Shmuel says halacha ki Rav Yehuda, it's because he holds that they argue in the Mishnah from yesterday. That shows that they argue. Shmuel ben Levi says no, it's a b'med dvar memurim, and they don't argue. You can't ask me a kasha from one to another. I guess it's gavra karamis, and that's it. He says A, he says B. Okay, all right. Gufa. All right, let's try to finish the parak. So Menachem has to bring one masifa tomorrow. Gufa. Let's go back to what Rabbi Shuv ben Levi said. Amar Rabbi Shuv ben Levi, Kol Makom Sh'Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Emasai Ba'Mev, Mishnaseinu, Enu El Afarish Devei Chachamim. Rabbi Shuv ben Levi says, if Rabbi Yehuda uses the words Emasai Ba'Mev, he's not arguing, he's explaining what the Chachamim said. But Rabbi Yochanan says, Emasai comes to the Farish. But Ba'Mev, if he uses the words Ba'Mev, it's Lachalok. So in our case of Ba'Mev, it would be a Machlokas, which is fine, because we saw. So the Gemara is going to say, okay, wait a second. Emasai lefarishu, but everyone agrees if he uses the word emasai, that just means he's coming to explain. It's not there's no machlokas. Well, what about the following case from the Mishnah Sanhedrin? The famous Mishnah Sanhedrin about gambling. The elu hein hapsulim. These are those who are pasul le'edus. Number one, hamasachet pekubya, the one who plays with dice. The hamal umalva beribis, lends with interest. Umafriche yona, I guess they bet on when the birds, which birds are going to come back first. The Sokhre Shvius, and those who do business with Peros on Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, comes Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah and says, Emasai, when do we say that these are Pasul Eidus? That's only Bizman She'ein Lo Umnus Elohi. That's only if that's his only business. Then that's he's making, because again, a Smachta, Lakwak Lakanya, is he stealing? But if that's his only business, Aval Yesh Lo Umnus Acheres Shelohi, but if he has other business besides, you know, playing poker in Atlantic City, he has other business, then Harezik Karsher, he's considered Karsher Le'edos. So here, Rabbi Yehuda uses the word Emasai. So you would think, according to you, Emasai just means no one argues with him, he's just explaining. V'tani Lava Brisa, but we have another Brisa that says, V'chacham Omrim, the Chacham say, Bein she'ein lo umnus elahi, whether this is his only thing that he does, ubein she'yesh lo umnus shalohi, or he has something else not like this, harei z'pasul. It's going to be possible because of the smach lokanya, and he's not going to the most, and no one, and the other person is not really doesn't think he's going to lose. So when you take the money, you're stealing the money. But bottom, I mean, that's the sugi over Sanhedrin. For here, our purpose is It says the word Amosai, and yet we have a Brisa that says, and Amosai meaning if he doesn't, he's only possible if he doesn't have any other job. And the Brisa says, even if he has another job, he's possible. So Amosai is used, and it's still a machlokas. So what do you tell him? That Amosai means it's no machlokas. But the Gemara answers, Hahi, this Brisa that says that even if you have another job, you're going to be possible, that's not the same Chachamim in the Mishnah. So you had a Chachamim in the Mishnah, and Rabbi Yehuda says Amosai to explain the Chachamim in the Mishnah. This Brisa is a different Shita. And does no, right, who's that? Hahi, the Rabbi Yehuda, Am Rabbi Tarfon Hi. That's Rabbi Yehuda in the name of Rabbi Tarfon. The Tanya, Am Rabbi Yehuda, Mishum Rabbi Tarfon, La'olam, Ein Echa Mehem Nazir, Lefisha Ein Nazirus El Afla. So the case over there is like Rashi points out, Ein Echa Mehem Nazir, Shnayim She Yoshvim, two people are sitting. V'ro Echad Ba, they see a person walking. He must have long hair or something. V'omer Echa Mehem Harini Nazir She Zed Nazir. And one of the people sitting says, if that guy's a Nazir, I'm a Nazir. The Amar Chaveh or Rini Nazir ain't a Nazir. I'm going to be a Nazir if this guy's not a Nazir. So the guy, he is another Nazir or not. So somebody should be a Nazir. So the Gemara says, the Rabbi Tarfon says, neither of them are to become Nazirim, because Nazirus is Hafla, it has to be Hafla, meaning, She Nidero Mefurish Al Havadai. A Hafla's Nazir has to be something that's clear. When you make the pronouncement that I'm a Nazir, it's not Suffolk. Velobator Suffolk, in Nazir also Huk Abakanegdo. It has to be in Campia Safi. Alma, you see from Rabbi Tarfon, Keva Nimsafkale, since you're Masupak about the guy who's coming, in Nazir, Ilo Nazir, Lo Mishabi Nafshi. He's not going to be Mishabi his Nefesh. Hachanami, so too by Misachik Bekubia, Keva de Lo Yoda Ikane Ilokane, since he doesn't know if he's going to win or not, he may win, he may not win, Lo Gamar Umakne. He doesn't have his full das to be Makne his money. So therefore, so Rabbi Tarfon says, that's why you're going to be, it doesn't do what have another job or not. Since he's not going to be Gomer Das and Bimakne, he's not. If he takes the money, he's stealing. Therefore, he's going to be possible Adis. But that shows that Shita goes only according to Rabbi Tarfon. But our Mishnah, the Mishnah was quoting Sanhedrin, which says the words Amosai. That's Rabbi Yehuda explaining the Chacham of that Mishnah, and it goes according to the rules. And every time Rabbi Yehuda says Amosai, that he's just explaining. He's not arguing. Okay, Hajjan Allah Chalon, Hajjan Allah Chalon, Hajjan Allah Chalon.